This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to
take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Record with Chicago Line is sponsored by Bahama Limited, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the International Culture, Wine and Food Festival, RF Bank and Trust, and Raw Star Assurance. You're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been
down the same road. Come. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Line, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday afternoon. So glad you could join us. I am coming to you live today from Chicago, Illinois. Yes, Chicago. I'm in Chicago. I'm downtown Chicago. I'm attending a national association, a network of the National Association of Schools of Public Policy and Affairs. And their conference will be over the next three days, here in Chicago. You know, Chicago is quite a city, quite a built up city, quite an active city. You know, it's something. It's 48 degrees here, folks. 48 degrees, not quite warm at all. You know, I'm surviving it. You know, having schooled in London, Ontario, in Canada myself, I can't say I'm used to cold weather, but it doesn't stun me or shock me the way it used to stun me and shocked me when I first went to Canada. So that's where I am the next couple of days. If you want to give us a call today, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can also text us at 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. You can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. Somebody say, yeah, it's Wednesday. You heard me struggling to find out. I honestly, my schedule of life now doesn't have me zooming in on days as much as events and activities. And so, you know, I do have a really tough time sometimes just pinning down which day it is, because I'm just flowing from purpose to purpose, man. That's really the bottom line for me. But thank you. Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's a good Wednesday. It's cold where I am, but it's a good bright sunny day. It is, and the world is moving on, folks. When you start to think Bahamas is all there is, you have no idea. this is a big world, okay? And millions and millions of people here in Chicago and all across the world, they're living their lives and doing their thing, and our issues ain't quite their issues, even though we have some common issues. But it's a big world. That's all I'm saying, right? So I'm gonna visit a couple of issues, but if you have something that you want to raise too, please feel free to do it. Because the more I listen to the conversations that we are having around certain issues, the more it is apparent to me that there are still a fair number of people that don't quite have enough information about some things that might help them see the issue clearer. You know, people get sensitive to when you use words like they don't know or unaware or ignorance. And all of us have ignorances about things, about awareness about stuff. So that I don't get offended by it at all. But, you know, if we are going to have sensible conversations, and by sensible, I don't mean a conversation where we all agree on everything, but just where we can see the matter as clearly as possible from each perspective, particularly from the perspective where, well, where the facts might not be in doubt. It might help us have better conversations. Let's put it like that, better conversations. So one of those issues is inflation. One of those issues is inflation. When I hear people ask, when I hear people say the government needs to do something about inflation, the opposition needs to say what we'll do about inflation. When I hear people say the opposition and the government need to get together and do something about inflation, it tells me, listen, don't get mad with me, don't get angry with me. It tells me they don't understand what is happening with inflation. I was listening to Brother Juan, and he did a great job explaining why the notion that the government doing something about inflation right now is really not a good notion. But people are still making these comments, which tells me that they don't understand the issue. And so don't get angry with me, because that would be like someone saying, let me see. Someone needs to do something about the fact that a hot flame burn you if you put your hand in it. Like, do what? Other than don't put your hand in the hot flame. But if your hand is in a hot flame, it burning your hand is a non-issue. It's gonna happen, because that's just the mechanic of things. My son and I were having a discussion too about the fact that women and men are physically stronger than women, and that there are some women who want to debate this. And the reality is, the biology of a man, this is not someone's opinion, but a man's biology, both the concentration of testosterone in his bloodstream and the abnormal proteins that he has in his muscles, both those things as a matter of biology means, this is what it means. If a man and a woman does the same amount of exercise to build muscle and strength, at the end of the day, all things being equal, the man will still be stronger. It's by the biology of things. Now, there are people who will argue, oh, but there are some women who are stronger than men. Yes, but that has nothing to do with the general fact of men are physically stronger than women just by nature of their biology. So let me see if I could take a stab at inflation. Why can't the government of the Bahamas do anything about the present inflation we're experiencing? What do we mean by do anything? The government of the Bahamas cannot lower the inflation in the Bahamas. Cannot lower it. Why can't they lower it? Because that inflation, the general rise in prices, is being driven by forces outside the Bahamas. We import 90% of what we import. So if I am importing things from the United States of America, and last year, I used to import those same things for a dollar. But In the United States of America, something happens that causes the price of those things that I buy to go up. So that I'm now paying a higher price. What can the government of the Bahamas do to stop the things that's happening in the United States of America from driving up the prices of things that we buy from America? Answer is absolutely nothing. Nothing. Guess what? Even the American government cannot do anything about the inflation. The American Federal Reserve is fighting for the inflation to go down. But that's over time. They aren't driving the prices down now. What they're trying to do is take monies out of people's hands so that they can stop demanding so much and driving up the price of these limited supply of things. But that's what they're trying to do in America, and they are having a struggle to do it. Why is the government of the Bahamas going to be able to do something about it? Can't. Not about the inflation. So what people are saying, some people seem to be saying is, okay, if the prices are higher in the places where we're buying the stuff from, okay, so how about you, government, buffer that increased price by shaving off something? Well, the only thing you can shave off, the only thing the government can shave off is its taxes. That's the only thing. So the government could say, you know what, no more VAT on the stuff. No more custom duties on the stuff. Government could do that. Sure, the government could do that. And what would happen then is if big capital IF, if the retailers and wholesalers pass on the reduced taxes to the consumers, that would lower prices. That would. But the government is not stupid. Okay, let me be this. You hear the government talking. Oh, and want to do something. What I just told you is an absolute fact. If the government removed all the taxes of all the food items and the retailers and the wholesalers passed on all of those reduced taxes to consumers, the price of things in the Bahamas would go down in some instances by 25, 30%. Woo! Discount, 30%. 20%, 15%. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Woo! You go in the food store and, man, the item used to be $10 and now that item is $7 because the government removed its VAT, its custom duties on those items because the wholesaler and the retailer decided, yes, I'm not going to keep any of this money. I'm going to pass all the tax savings on to you. That'd be fantastic. But the government ain't stupid. The government collects millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars in revenue from those taxes. And the government knows if I give up the millions and millions and millions and millions, but this is what the government believes, and millions of dollars, then I'm going to, because I'm not going to reduce my spending, I'm going to run deeper and deeper deficits. And that's going to mean my borrowing is going to go up. And my borrowing is going to go up. And my borrowing cost is going to go up. And at some point, I'm going to come right back to you, the taxpayer, and say, listen, bro, somebody has to pay this tax, this debt, and that's you. Because you are on the hook for all every nickel, every dime I owe. And so that means your taxes are going to go up again. So you're right back to square one. Right back to square one. But the government could remove the taxes of the food and just implement an income tax. But you're still back to square one. You're back to maybe a more progressive situation than before. But you're back to a situation in which the government is calling on you to pay its bills. Okay? So this notion that the government could do something about inflation is absolute nonsense. What the government can do something about is the impact the inflation has, particularly on the poor. The government can do something about that, right? And what that is the government can say, you know what? households are now saying it's their households that are now saying it's too difficult to make it with the food prices being what they are. So let's see if we can do an assessment of what the differential is between what they were paying before this inflation hit us like this and now. And that differential for a household could be $28 a month. See, we keep thinking that this is some... Listen, first of all, I'm going to ask this question, go to a break, and then when we come back, you answer it for me. I'm hoping that some of you text me and answer it for me. Do most people in the Bahamas, most households, spend, let's say, $500 a month on food? I'm talking about in the grocery store, not eating out to this fast food restaurant enough. I'm talking about on food in the food store. Do most people in the Bahamas spend $500 on that? I'm asking the question. I'm not answering it. So some of y'all are so picky with me. I can't even put a question out there without y'all saying I said. So I'm asking. Do most people in most households in the Bahamas spend $500 a month? Or put differently, how much do you think most households in the Bahamas spend a month on groceries? That's a better question, maybe. Okay, so send me your answers. 323-6232, you can call. 325-4316, you can call. 325-4259, you can call. Or 422-4796, you can text. Or 439-3043, you can WhatsApp me. Go ahead and please. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Galang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
Isn't it time you conquered your investment goals? With RF Mutual Funds, you can access a range of investments within a single fund. That means you get access to top-performing local stocks, along with exposure to international markets. Add expert management and competitive returns by 25.16% with our targeted equity fund, and you won't meet your investment goals, you'll conquer them. Get started with RF Mutual Funds today at rfgroup.com.
The Bahamas Culinary and Arts Festival kicks off October 21st with a fish fry-inspired welcome party, headlined by none other than the legendary Boyz II Men. Join us for the first ever Bahamas Culinary and Arts Festival from October 21st through 23rd. For more information, visit bahamar.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So I asked the question, you know, what do you think most Bahamians spend on food, groceries? So I have one answer here. Someone says, I spend between $400 and $500 a month for groceries, including meat. Okay, so this is for three adults. That sounds about right. This person says, I'm in a family of four, including kids 11 and 15. We spend more than $7 a month on groceries in Nassau. Okay. All right. So let's say you were spending, let's keep it at $800. So we've covered everybody, $800, everybody who's texted so far. So let's say you're doing $800 a month. So inflation before now, ordinary inflation in the Bahamas was around 2%. Meaning, listen to me carefully. Listen, we have, because sometimes we may think we were living in an environment where there was no inflation. That is simply not true. Inflation in the Bahamas used to run around normal, ordinary inflation for years in the Bahamas was at 2%. This is what that means. That means that if you were spending $500 on grocery 1 year, if inflation impacted your grocery spending in ordinary times, that means that in the following year, $510 on the same grocery. Listen to me now. $500 this year, and the next year, you would spend $510 on the same grocery items. So if you were spending, if it was $700 you were spending, then you would be spending $14 on the same items the following year. And then the next year, if those same items were $510 or $510, and the inflation was again, at 2%, then you would be spending $10.20 on those items. So get to see that with the inflation, ordinarily you're talking about a $500 grocery spend a month. You're talking about a $10 additional spend, right, for that same set of items. And then you'll spend 2% more the following year. Now, with the inflation running at 8%, the difference is not 8%. The difference is 6%. 6 percentage points, sorry, difference. Which means that if you were spending $500 a month, then you are spending an additional $30 a month on that grocery, that set of groceries. So I'm not saying $30 a month doesn't matter, but if the government looks at the matter granularly and more targetedly, what the government will see is, okay, if the difference for that family, that household is $30, let's subsidize that family justifiably. Now, you don't do this for everybody because cost can happen to anybody, but you do the subsidy for people for whom it makes a huge difference, a huge difference. And so that would be a $30 subsidy for them, as opposed to going in the stores and messing around with the businesses of people such that you now have broad implications across the economy for that particular action that was taken. And so that's one way to look at how to see this inflation issue. Again, the government can't do anything about it on the front end. That means at its source. It would have to do something on the back end, which is where it is impacting the folks who can least afford that impact the worst. And so that's where you get to make a difference if you're the government trying to respond, not to fix, but to respond to the inflation, right? This text says, great show as usual that they spend $500 a month in groceries. That's a lie. Why is it a lie? I believe that is quite easily possible. Not a lie at all. Absolutely not. Me and my son on a monthly basis could easily spend $300-$400 on groceries easily. So I don't believe that. It all depends on what you eat. It depends on how much you eat. So, you know, that matters too. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Hey Lisa, AHR Fidelity is free. Women Plus Seminar is back.
Oh yes, it is. My ladies and I are ready to go.
Well, I heard it's open for men too, so you know my crew and I will be there.
The highly anticipated free Fidelity Women Plus Seminar will be held on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center as we explore solutions towards achieving financial freedom.
The Women's Plus Seminar is free and includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begin at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomenplus.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We're talking about trying to help folk understand some of these issues a little better so that we could have conversations around them that might be more helpful. So we're talking about inflation. I was trying to explain that the nature of this inflation that we presently are experiencing across the globe is such that the government of the Bahamas cannot do anything about it, meaning the government of the Bahamas cannot slow it down, cannot stop it, because its source, its origin, its generation is outside the country. And so what the government has to be able to do is to respond to that inflation. Now, somebody was saying how somebody spending $500 a month is a lie. A family of three, man, come on, really, please. Now, it does depend on how much you eat. It does depend on how much you cook and so forth and so forth. But that's easy to do. That's easy to do in a normal operating household. So someone is asking, I think, a very good question. What are your thoughts on removing VAT from the items instead? Okay, excellent question. Again, let me tell you all, the government of the Bahamas removing VAT is like dropping a bomb on an anthill, as opposed to finding a different, more less intrusive means to get rid of that anthill. You're gonna blowing up your house trying to get rid of the anthill when you could easily do something else. Like, you know, if you want to move live someplace, you could pack them in something and move them, any number of things, right? So here's the thing. Inflation affects all of us, right? But inflation doesn't affect everyone the same. Every household that has a $30 a month increase in inflation isn't going to struggle and isn't going to be devastated. That's not true. So we're going to ask the government to take VAT off of these items so that the very rich, the high upper income bracket people, the upper middle income bracket people, the solidly middle income bracket people who don't want another $30 on their bill, who don't want another $50 on their bill, but can't take it, can't take it. We're going to ask the government to not get that revenue from them, okay? Not get that revenue from them such that the government now has to find a way to get more, to borrow more and that kind of thing, as opposed to what? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take the VAT off because everybody isn't affected in the same way. What I'm going to do is help the people the most affected, and those people can apply. And now, if you are desperate, if you tell me you're desperate and you're not prepared to apply for a subvention you need, you're not desperate. You're not. You are uncomfortable. You are diseased, but you're not desperate, because if you're desperate and you got to feed them kids, you'll do what you got to do, right? So, no, I do not think that the government should remove VAT off of those items. I do not think so. That is not a solution. I'm sorry. It's not a solution, right? It creates more problems than it solves. Now, the government could decide. Well, let me shave off the differential. So let me shave off 1% off of the VAT. I could shave off that, and maybe that mitigates something. But that then leaves you store owners actually giving you that break, and that's going to be guaranteed by whom? What you are guaranteed is they can pay the government the tax so the government can pay its bills. That you'll be guaranteed about. You're not guaranteed that if the government takes that tax off, that they are actually going to pass that on, especially if it's only on the margins. Because they could argue, child, please, by the time the government shaved that 1% off and that 2% off, you know what happened to me? I had this rise and that rise, and that's why I had to put up the prices again. So it's not, to my mind, it's not quite a solution. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang. How are you?
Hey, I'm right here, man. How are you?
All righty. I'm also a businessman, and I do importation and, you know, a variety of other entities. I bring in stuff from all around the world.
Yeah.
And what I'm interested in finding out, and this is, you know, give an example. You know, in Nassau, which we call, I think we need to call it now, Second China, with the amount of business owned by Chinese or operated by Chinese. It's amazing how I can go into a Chinese food store or place where, you know, they sell either liquor or they sell, you know, a soft drink or whatever. And I can go in the food store or one of the other convenience stores, and I will find that item in the Chinese store to, you know, anywhere between $150 to $250, $350 sometimes, cheaper than if I were to go into the other retailer. And, you know, one of the interesting things I always try to find out, and what I think is very interesting, is that, you know, most of the grocers and all of the other folks are complaining about, oh, if, you know, if we lose this, this is what's going to happen and all the rest.
Right.
And one of the interesting concepts that I've learned from the Chinese, and this is what I guess, what they do is, if they're ordering, you know what they do? They do bulk purchasing, meaning they co-opt with each other, and they bring in thousands of items for different stores. And one of the things I find very interesting is, why is it that we as Bahamian cannot adapt to this concept? We would rather say, oh, we're going to lose X amount of dollars because of this and because of that. But why is the Chinese, why are they surviving? Why are they able to do other things?
Don't hang up because you ask one of the most intriguing and very revealing questions there is in this matter. Okay?
That's right, brother.
Now, the thing you pointed to in terms of the bulk and cooperative buying points to several things Chinese have about business that, generally speaking, we don't have.
Right.
And that the underlying thing is called culture. Okay, listen to this. a Chinese person, Chinese, their philosophy is they play the long game. The long game. Okay, listen to me. You know, do you know that Hutchison Whampoa ran the hotel in Grand Bahama for almost a decade plus and didn't make a nickel nor a dime and didn't close it down?
Interesting.
Okay? The Chinese have a long game. So here's how they figure it. In the long run, I want to be here. So I may make 5% profit annually in the long run versus trying to make 15, 20, 30% profit in the short run that might run me out of the game for the long run.
Right.
Okay, so that's one philosophy they got. Okay? Chinese also believe in scale. I have some Chinese affiliates who are interested to do some investments in the Bahamas, but will not invest in a project that's less than $500 million.
That's right.
Okay, because for them, my time, my effort, the cost of doing that only benefits me if it's scaled. And guess what? They are prepared to lay out the terms of this investment over 100 years.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
So there is a culture that they have that is rooted in patience. Because they see a lot of times their gains as not being to myself, but to my generations.
That is correct.
Okay?
That is correct.
And so there is a culture that they have. That, mind you, I'm not criticizing our culture. I'm just explaining the difference.
Definitely. And, you know, being an importer myself, it is amazing. And I really wonder sometime where the local wholesalers, grocers, where they actually do their shopping. Because me, as a mid-sized importer, I can go to sources that it's even cheaper for me to bring it in than to get it from the local wholesaler. And I'm trying to figure out what is the concept behind this whole conglomerate that makes it seem as though if I know this, they gotta know this.
Well, you know, it's not a question of them not knowing what is possible, you know, because remember, if I can get away with making 30% profits off of a society, why would I want to do 20% unless my heart tells me that's what I should do?
Yeah.
See, think about this, right? Whatever the prices have been in the Bahamas for decades and decades and decades, why we complain? Who stopped buying?
You know, that's interesting. That's interesting, bro. That's interesting.
No, but listen to me. Business is not complicated. A man stays in business if people keep buying. And if you sell, if he's selling rotten stuff and you keep buying it, complaining as you are, guess what he can be doing? Keep selling rotten stuff.
And, you know, and one of the other concepts I love about the way Chinese think in their approach, they're not trying to make a killing off one product. They believe in volume.
Well, volume. It ain't the Chinese, you know. Do you know what has been one of the studied central themes of Amazon success? Bezos made a commitment that our customers will come first and that we will keep our prices as low as our customers for as long as we can. So if you look at Amazon's profit margins, they are not as healthy as other stores. They're not. But they have grown to be a massive company making profits off of volume.
That's right, brother. That's right. You know, I think there's some lessons, some lessons to be learned from that. And one of the other things I'm going to get off right now, but I appreciate, and we as Bahamians, we know this for a fact. You know, if you ask a Bahamian, what is our national store in the United States? And you know what they'll say? Walmart. Walmart. And if you understand the concept of Walmart, when they move into an area, you know what they're beating everybody on? Price. But you know the amazing thing about it? 90% of, or 95% of the products in that store is not even made or manufactured by Walmart.
No, but that has been Walmart's secret. That's how Walmart put Kmart and all of those out of business. And because Kmart came into business because it found a cheaper middleman than everybody else, like Sears and them at the time. What Walmart did was said, forget middlemen. I'm going straight to the manufacturer, straight. And that's right. Why Walmart has been for so long cheaper, because Walmart has always sourced, for the most part, straight from the manufacturer.
I try and find it amazing why we can't do that. Why is it that we can't do it?
Right, well, you can do it, but don't forget now that there is a price and a cost to going straight to the manufacturer.
Definitely.
Right? You gotta have your logistics in place. You gotta have your networking in place. And the manufacturer is interested in moving volumes.
Definitely.
So you could do it.
Co-op.
You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Yeah.
The being
the
people for the co-op.
Yep. You can do it. It can be done. It can be done. And so, thank you very much. Very insightful question.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We got to take a break for news. When we come back, we will continue our discussions. We'll be back after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I am, as I indicated to you, coming to you live from the Windy City of Chicago. And so glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316, 54259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So we were talking about inflation earlier. An interesting thing to observe is this. Okay, so fuel prices run through the entire economy, because energy is a base input, a base ingredient for practically every business. There are few businesses at all that don't require energy to operate. The fisherman has to buy his fuel for his boat. That's a cost to him. The wholesaler and retailer have to buy power to run their refrigerators, for their perishables, to run AC for their customers and their staff, and so forth. They have to have lights. The banks, well, you know. Everybody has to have energy, power to operate. So once fuel prices go up, that runs through the entire economy. Now, here I am. wanting the prices of things to go down, including gas at the pump. We want it to go down. OPEC, which is the world's principal supplier, a cartel that kind of coordinates their pricing, they say, no, 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 no. We, listen to me now, in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of a global threat of recession, in the midst of the great increase in poverty that's been induced by the pandemic, OPEC says, no, we're reducing the supply. Why are they reducing the supply? The oil producers are reducing the supply so that the price could go up of the fuel, go up so that they could make more profits. They're driving the price up when everybody's screaming, government, end inflation, do something about inflation. They're driving the price up. So what does President Biden do? President Biden dips into their oil reserves so that he could put more supply in the marketplace so that the reduced supply doesn't cause inflation. He's, in fact, adding to the supply. But think about it. Those business people in OPEC, the sheiks and all of them, they want the price to go up. When you're screaming, let it go down. This is the nature of the pre-enterprise system. This is the nature of business in the world. This is the nature of profits. One man's profit is another man's cost. One man's cost is another man's profit. That's why, as I indicated, when you touch stuff, you ain't just touching stuff. You touching stuff that touch other stuff. That's why an economy is so complicated at times in terms of knowing what to do or being careful about what you do. Right? Because it can be complicated. We have some text here. This text says, good afternoon. This might be contrary from your topic, but please, can we please talk about the bad road in Nassau? We pay too much to road traffic to drive on these bad roads. The ministers need to take a ride all over and see what we are going through with these potholes. I mean, what else? What is there to say? What is there to say? Bad roads have poor results for lots of things. What do you say, man? What can I say? What do you want me to say? Do you want me to tell the Minister of Public Works go pay? I don't know what you want me to say. I can't be more helpful. I think you've said it well. I can't be more. Okay. As Tech says, good day. You had a very good point a few weeks ago when you said that here in the Bahamas, we have a problem when political promises meet policies, and a lot of our problems stem from this. That's true. It says, average, I'd say, is around $500. Okay, so we got that. It says, and I am in a family of three. I spend $240 a month, no meat included. Okay, that sounds reasonable. This says the Grocery Store Association should close their stores for the weekend based on the attitude of the Davis administration. Wow, that'll be something. It'll hurt them too. This text says, how key this is going to be the fault of grocery stores closing their doors because of his bad attitude toward them. I heard Minister Alkidis say that the grocery stores are not going to be affected by the price control items being put in there. And, you know, now the only way that is not true, listen to me now. Now, I don't want your grocery store people get mad at me. Okay, yeah, yes, a problem with price control items. There's a problem with it. These grocers, I don't think, get to put all of their cost all in. Like, or they don't do a good job putting all their cost all in. Because, you know, you have your cost of goods, then you have your operating costs that all accounted for in your pricing. And I don't know, I can't quite remember, but I think it might be that their costs when they go to the government for an increase, a price increase, might not reflect all of their cost. But if their price reflects all of their cost, then it is true that they are not going to lose money. Except, this is where Alkita's is not correct. If you are going to put stuff in the bread basket that I didn't have in the bread basket, and you are now going to fix the margin on them, so now you tell me I can't charge more than 25% if you're a retailer or 15% if you're a wholesaler, when I was making a profit of 30, 40% on that item, then you are going to affect my business. It is true, you won't make me lose profit. Yeah, you won't make me be unprofitable, but you can make me be less profitable. That is true. So let me see. This is very important. So let me see if I could say it again slowly. Just because an item is in the bread basket a category does not mean a grocer cannot make a profit on that item. That is not true. That is not true. It means that the grocer can only make a fixed margin. So let's suppose a grocery store only sold two items. Two. Bread and cornflake. Let's suppose. Bread, let's say the bread cost $1. Okay? And let's say the cornflake cost, I'm only doing this for calculation purposes, folks. And the cornflake costs $2, twice as much. Now the government has, the retailer can only make 25% on that bread. See, you can only make 25% on that bread. But he can make 50% on the cornflake. But now if the government puts the cornflake in the breadbasket category, he doesn't stop making profits. He's just now going to make 25% profit where he was making 50% profit. He's going to make half the profit he used to make. So he's less profitable, but he's certainly not unprofitable. So if Mr. Halkidis means that they are not going to lose in terms of becoming unprofitable, well, By my understanding of it, he's right about that. But just because, see, I cannot just decide to jump into a man's business and make him less profitable. Because remember, he's calculated in his profits a whole lot of considerations for himself and his business and his family. That would be like, and let me tell you, just in case some of y'all get all up and all, because some of y'all are very classist, even though you don't think so. You think rich people and business people just the scum of the earth and all, or the average man, the poor man, just a blessed angel of all kinds. But let me show you something. Making a businessman less profitable is like saying to someone who is earning $5,000 a month, okay, I'm gonna cut your salary by $1,000 a month. And him saying, oh my God, you are putting me in a terrible situation where I'm not making, you're still making money, you just ain't making as much money. But guess what that the person whose salary is cut can say? I built a lifestyle on $5,000 a month. My children's school fees, my medical, that, and the next thing. Now you cut it by $1,000, you are changing and shifting my realities significantly. Well, that's what happens to the businessman when you decide that he should be less profitable than he is. So among the things that he may have been contemplating was expanding his business. Well, if he doesn't expand that business, he doesn't therefore employ more people. He doesn't therefore spend more in the economy. He doesn't therefore contribute more to the consumers. And so it is not a simple matter to go into the business community and disrupt their profitability. They have investors, and they have a fiduciary responsibility to the investors to make the level of profit that those investors anticipated in relation to the risk they take. And among the risk they invest is called political risk. And what is political risk? Political risk is exactly what you see happening, where a government can take an action that makes the business less profitable. Okay. This text says, Chinese have inferior products. Don't trust them. Okay. Well, stop buying it then. What's inferior? Sense is inferior. You stop. Tell people stop buying it. People go on to the Chinese over and repeatedly. Let me tell you something. That statement is so dead off. So dead off. Chinese can have some inferior products. But my friend, where do you think your Nike Air Jordans are made that you buy for $300 for? In China. Your polo shirts. In China. Your Tommy Hilfiger shirts. In China. Where do you think all the 80% of the world's Fortune 500 companies have businesses and operations in China? China is the world's manufacturer. So what inferior products are you exactly talking about? Which ones? Which one are you talking about? Come on, man. Let's start making statements that we think through so that we're just not shooting off the cuff, you know? Come on. The world, you can hardly find a thing that doesn't have made in China on it, and you using it, needing it, and consuming it all day. You are using stuff made in China. You have no idea it's made in China. Because you don't get to see it. It's a little piece of something in your computer. You have no idea. Don't say that. That's dead off. The Chinese can have inferior products now. Don't get me wrong. But don't make that general statement. That's absolutely off. This text says, do you think a Chinese manufacturer is going to cut you the same slack as though he would one of his own? And they are networking to put Bahamians out of business? You got to be crazy. Okay. All right. Well, obviously, you're living in a theoretical world. Because I know Bahamian's buying from China. So you're living in a theoretical world. So keep living there. Carry right on. This text, Mr. Lang, the Bahamas is at the mercy of international external forces. We have to hope that the parties concerned do not push the people to the brink like France. Yeah, yep, you're right. There's some truth to the fact that we are definitely subject to economic factors beyond our control. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, we're listening to Lang.
Hey, great, yeah, man. How are you?
Everything good. Hey, they didn't realize clocks, even clocks made in China now. All the clocks, everyone wearing.
Tell them again, bro.
Clocks, all the clocks. Hey, listen to me good. I buy from China all the time. Yeah, they sell certain things and all. See how what I realize how China go. You pay if you want to spend 10 cents, you get 10 cent weight. If you spend $100, you get $100 weight.
Absolutely.
That's the Chinese. That's how the Chinese deal with. So if they go online and want to spend dollar, do you know when you go on Amazon or another Amazon, Alibaba them and all that?
Yeah.
You see $1, $2. Yeah. So everyone jump on that. But now when the thing reaches them, they won't cry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I buy from China all the time. All of my years I've been buying from China, and China, that's how I make my little living. That's how I send my daughter to school. That's how I eat. But you have to know how to buy from the Chinese.
You ever been to China?
Everything made in China. Rolex, everything.
You ever been to China?
Why I won't go there, bad?
Listen to me. They have in China someplace called Silk Alley. Okay? I've been to China two times.
Yeah.
Right? So on Silk Alley, I'm on Silk Alley buying silk neckties. Listen to me now. Silk neckties on Silk Alley for $5. Guess what?
Yeah.
I'm standing on the side of a woman making a lot of purchases, right? And I'm like watching this. And I'm like, ma'am, wow, you buying a lot of stuff. She says, yes, I sell in France.
Yeah,
so
ma'am.
She supplies her upscale French store from Silgali.
It's because, like, China make a lot of Americans and everyone who want to win millionaires and billionaires on
no
selling
question
products.
About it. Who
mind these people them and everything?
Michael Jordan, them Air Jordan, I tell you, used to be made in China for $2 a piece. $2.
I know. Honestly, so, the Chinese, some of the all the Apple headphones, them, all of these things, they think it's so much. All of them Apple, all of the Sony, all of the JBLs, everything made in China.
Yep.
You know, one thing I want to ask you, though, Mr. Lang, tell me this: the business. You know, one time ago when I was younger, I would say here, if the employers, if these companies, them like they have over 100 something workers or 200 something, they get incentives. That's true. Like they do these off on certain days. Once you have over 100 employees.
No.
That's what I used to thought one time ago.
No. Our incentives for businesses are built into the laws. So you have the Industries Encouragement Act, that is for manufacturers. You have the Item 8 Act. You have the Export Manufacturers Act. You have the Hotel Encouragement Act and so forth. So you have things like that, and none of them have to do with being 100 or not 100. Now, the Item 8 provision of the Tariff Act used to be that you have to have, it's a cottage industry, and you have to be less than, like, I think 10 workers or less to be able to qualify for that.
Okay, that's what I thought it used to be. But all right, then, Mr. Langman, okay. Don't worry, these people, they just talk to you. Tell them look on their face when they ran off.
Take time, brother.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to pay our respects to our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Hey Lisa, AHR Fidelity is free. Women Plus Seminar is back.
Oh yes, it is. My ladies and I are ready to go.
Well, I heard it's open for men too, so you know my crew and I will be there.
The highly anticipated free Fidelity Women Plus Seminar will be held on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center as we explore solutions towards achieving financial freedom.
The Women's Plus Seminar is free and includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begin at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomanplus.com.
The International Culture Wine and Food Fest is October 22nd and 23rd. We didn't just change location from Botanical Gardens to Collins House. That's across from Doctor's Hospital. We changed to Funny Money, too. The event is completely digital, and sand dollar is the currency of choice. I know some of y'all asking, but what is sand dollar? It's the digital version of the Bahamian dollar, issued by Central Bank. But how sand dollars work? All you gotta do is download your authorized digital wallet.
You know, like Canoe.
Top up the cash to it, scan to pay, and enjoy. It's just like texting cash. And no, it ain't no fee. No, you don't need a bank account. No, you don't need ID. All you need is a mobile number. Sand dollar currency can easily be transferred to children by an easy-to-use device. It's that easy. So just visit the website for more info, culturefestbahamas.com, and meet us there Saturday, October 22nd, and Sunday, October 23rd.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand, we'll walk this road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Let me ask you a question. I'm not throwing shade. I'm just asking this question. Somebody called in and said that we got these Chinese all over the place. You almost could call the place Chinatown because these Chinese are in business. And that's true. There are business Chinese who are businesses in the market. How many of y'all ever saw Chinese riding around Nassau, Grand Bahama, or any of these places in Lexus's, BMW's, G wagons, that kind of stuff? Tell me where the Chinese has a very big house. I talk about Chinese now, not no one Chinese, out east and out west and so forth and so forth. Tell me what Chinese business person you know you could see moving around, always dressed in all kind of expensive jewelry and so forth and so forth. Somebody please text me and tell me when you have ever seen that in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And tell me, when you go to the Chinese store and you see them working, especially if it's a small one, how many of them like a family working in the store? There is a reality to all of those things and their implications for business and the pricing of a Chinese. Real reality. Okay. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Very good show. One thing about the Chinese is that they would sell you one egg, half a dozen eggs, as well as a dozen. So they cater to the person who cannot buy the dozen at one time. Wow, that's true. Like you say, they also communicate with each other to buy in bulk. It seems that most business people want their one-time profit and do not look to the long-time profit benefits. Also, most of the Chinese stores are set up smaller than the big grocery stores, so the employees are less and overhead expenses are less. In reference to Walmart versus Kmart, Walmart also has better quality items than Kmart did, and Walmart prices are good because of going straight to the manufacturers. I know when we used to purchase the medical supplies directly from the manufacturers at the institute that I worked in, we got a better price and also a higher quality on the items we purchased. Nurse, excellent, that's true. Okay, this text says, Shivago, you know the win-win, okay, I'm sorry, I'm having difficulty reading that. It says, I think the price controls are okay. These groceries were open throughout the pandemic while runs of lots of other businesses closed. Now is their time to give some. Saban, Mr. Lang, stop lying for China. Lying? Why? Tell me the lie, too, then. Y'all is something else. This text is Mr. Lang. My question is, are the duty-free items that is on government duty list, are they duty-free to the food stores also? Yeah, if the government don't charge a duty, then nobody gets the duty. Nobody. See, maybe he's referring to the VAT credit firing C-19. The VAT credit firing. See, oh, maybe. Could be. I'm not aware of it myself, but he could well be. Yeah. Okay. All right. This text says, you are talking gross profit, not net. The government is reducing their gross profit. Their overhead remain the same. Reducing gross profit may indeed make them unprofitable and force staff reductions or possibly send them into bankruptcy. Well, no, you can't tell me what I'm talking at all, because remember, I said, how they get affected depends on whether the prices that they are seeking an increase on is all in, meaning, I said, their cost of goods and their operating profit. Gross profit is your revenue less your cost of goods. That's what gross profit is. That leaves you then with your operating revenue and your operating expenses. And you take the operating revenue, you get your net profit. That's what I said, right? So that's what I was saying. It depends on whether or not their prices are all in. Now, if you're telling me that when they go to the Minister of Consumer Affairs, they are only going to get a price increase in relation to their gross profits, then you're absolutely right. That could be that could be affecting their situation. But I don't understand how you would go to anybody seeking merely a price increase on a gross margin if you haven't taken account of your operating expenses, unless the government is trying to say, well, you should be able to operate within a gross profit of 15%. So your operating expenses has to cover all of that. Okay, well, I don't know. But, you know, you might know better than me. I really don't. I'm not too sure. So that's a good point to point out, you know. But don't tell me that that's what I'm saying. You can ask me if that's what I was saying, because if you listen to the show, I was clearly not suggesting that it was only gross profits that we were talking about. Say somebody or say the Chinese on Taylor or have two fresh new guys. So you give me one example. Where the rest? Chinese been in business in the Bahamas a long time. The wealthiest Chinese I ever knew in the Bahamas lived in Freeport. Freeport. His name was Tony Wu. Very wealthy man. And I think it was in his latter years that Mr. Wu might have drove a high-end car. But my mommy knew him well. Say they have at least 5,000 square foot house in my neighborhood, man. I can't believe y'all, man. Because some of y'all is tell stories. Now don't mind you, the Bahamian, the Chinese who've been in the Bahamas a long time, who is essentially a Bahamian Chinese, they ain't the same as Chinese I'm talking about. Because some of these Chinese, a lot of these people, Haitians, Jamaicans and Chinese, once they get to the fourth generation in the Bahamas, they just like y'all. Take on all your ways, same language, same dress habits, all the Gucci this and the land that and so forth and so forth. They ain't no different. You wouldn't even know them, the difference between them other than with the Chinese. You know, they were physically, you could see the Chinese physically in them for the most part. But some of them even the talk, same talk as you and I. Because after all, that's what they become. They become Bahamians. And so take on the culture and everything. I have a Chinese tailor, man, listen to me. He know everything going on in the Bahamas. And when he talks, he say, oh man, you shouldn't run in Marco City, you know. You shouldn't run in Marco City, man. You should run in Pine Ridge, you know, man, because, you know, Pleasant is a good woman, man, you know, you should, and he say, talk just like that, man. So what your brother saying? That's just how he talked to me. He said, so what your brother saying, man? Say, hi, Ingram. Yeah, well, as you talk to Ingram, I know Ingram is your good friend, man. Yeah. You know, people used to say Ingram is just, that use Ingram's son, right? Everything. That man been in the neighborhood for decades. Living the same, and his prices ain't changed drastically for all the years he been there. And he can't end the business. Ah, boy. This text says, I do work in a price control business. The price control is on your cost of goods. So that is, in fact, the 25 cent is on the cost of goods and takes no account of your operating costs. Okay, thank you very much. So that was what I was saying. So that being the case, Alkitas cannot really say, Minister Alkitas cannot really say that those businesses will not be affected because he would have to assume that a 25% operating margin is sufficient to carry your cost in the Bahamas, right? And I can tell you that's a tight situation. That's very tight. 25% operating margin? Boy, you ain't got much. You don't have much room for error there, right? But, you know, so I thank you very much for that. And you're that's very helpful to understanding the complexity. You know, this is one of the problems that the gas stations have, is the gas stations argued a lot that squeezing their margins on their product and are not giving them a margin increase while their prices in other areas of the store was going up, the business was going up, you were really making it impossible for them to be profitable on that fixed margin. And that's a real argument. That's why, folks, that's why, listen to me. Get mad with me if you want. Get mad with me if you want. The answer. It's not. Nonsense. It is not the answer. Price control is not the answer. It's not. It's in fact, it's unhelpful. It's unhelpful. That's my professional economic perspective and view. It is not that of the Government of Public Policy Institute. It is not that of any organization I represent. That's my professional assessment of things. It is unhelpful. That what consumers in the Bahamas need is so radical, even the business people complaining in the Bahamas ain't want it. They don't want it for themselves. Let me show you something. Business people buying on the world stage want competition. Why? Because they want their suppliers to be competing so hard that they could say to their supplier, well, if you don't give it to me for $10, this guy over here offering it to me for $9.50, I'll go get it from him. That's the environment they want. They never want to have to be buying from a single buyer. Why? Because the single buyer is in control. So they want competition. But guess what? At home, they don't want competition, though. They said, you say, well, Shivago, that's not true. No. If you tell me you only want Bahamian competition, you don't want competition. You don't want competition. Because if all the Bahamians doing the same thing, charging the same prices, that ain't no competition. That's an oligarchy. That could even be a cartel. Right? Just like OPEC. So all the prices are the same. How's that competition? How's that benefiting the consumer? You want real competition? You tell the Bahamian in the wholesale and retail trade that you will allow foreign participation, even must have Bahamian partnership. You watch and see what would happen then. As a matter of fact, some people who were operating in the Bahamas' wholesale and retail trade had foreign partners. Undercover. Let me say it again. Some Bahamians who were operating in the wholesale and retail trade were operating all along with foreign partners. All along. For years and years and years, the real owners of the business were foreigners. So they benefited from that foreign cash. They benefited from that foreign contact. They benefited from that foreign sourcing and the like. And let me also tell you, today, this minute, there are foreign partners of Bahamians operating in some of our businesses right now. But now, some won't want you, a new generation of Bahamians, to have that same advantage. So that you and some major grocer in the world could come enter the Bahamian market and say, yeah, my buying power is so great, we could cut the price on that for sure. I'm gonna take my last break and then I can give you an example when I come back. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody.
Hey,
everybody.
You marched the car?
I ain't marched the car.
The lady run into me, mash the car.
I hope.
She hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Isn't it time you conquered your investment goals? With RF Mutual Funds, you can access a range of investments within a single fund. That means you get access to top-performing local stocks, along with exposure to international markets. Add expert management and competitive returns, like 25.16% with our targeted equity fund, and you won't just meet your investment goals, you'll conquer them. Get started with RF Mutual Funds today at rfgroup.com.
Join us for the first ever Bahamas Culinary and Arts Festival from October 21st through 23rd. It will be an unforgettable weekend of unique culinary and cultural events, from exclusive dinners, cooking demos, and tastings with master chefs like Marcus Samuelson, Danielle Bluth, Carla Hall, Dario Caccini, Amanda Freitag, and Chef Simeon Hall Jr. Cultural conversations and a great display of Bahamian art curated by John Cox. For more information, visit bahamar.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Live, I'm Shabab Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So I was saying to you all, I want to give you an example of something. I'm just going to do food now for the food. Let's just do food. Most of the food products that you buy in the stores in the United States of America, whether it's Walmart, Publix, or all of them, are imported and made outside the United States of America. They get manufactured for those brands in China and places like that. So let's start there. But you can go to Georgia, you can go to California, and you can pay prices for those items in those places, similar, very similar to what you pay in Florida. Now, the distance between Florida and California is enormous. Enormous, right? But they're importing all of these things, getting them to Florida, and you're paying smaller prices, lower prices for them. The Bahamas is 50 miles off of South Florida. 50 miles. If you were driving, that ain't 30-minute drive off of South Florida. And then you pay three times the amount for an item. Why? I'm not blaming the grocers. Here's the difference. Grocers are buying for a market that's in the 100,000s. It's inflated a bit because of tourists, but the tourists are not in, millions of tourists are not in our stores buying food and groceries and stuff on a regular basis. You can forget that. Some of them wander into there, but that's not who's driving that. Now, the wholesalers may be selling to the hotels, but even the hotels are buying direct from abroad for the most part. So our grocers are buying for this little couple of 400,000 people. In Florida, them brethren are buying for a market in the millions. Now, if you were, so let's suppose a Bahamian was in partnership with a foreigner who was a part of that buying group and only had to ship their cheaper stuff 50 miles from where they are. If the brethren wanted to be competitive, they reduce their pricing below what you're getting presently now. Right? Now, guess what? That won't be really, really helpful in some areas, because here's what happened. Some of the families in the Bahamas have exclusive distributorship rights for some of the most popular brands on planet Earth. Meaning, no one else can distribute those products in the Bahamas without their say-so, because they have that exclusivity. So the only way a new entrant gets to take a bite out of that crime, that situation, would be for that new entrant to introduce new product lines with new brands that you can say, yeah, I can buy that. It may not be what I'm used to, but I tasted it and it's good. And trust me when I tell you, them folks, them same brands we so love, many of them are made the same places that some of these same other brands are made. Same places. The formula ain't even that different. Ask Aldi. Y'all go in the Aldi store and try the Captain Crunch in the Aldi store and try Kellogg Captain Crunch. Go in. I dare you to try. Somebody can get mad with me right now. Oh, boy, they get mad with me. I'm telling you, why you think Aldi spreading all over? Aldi's a Jewish store. They're owned by Jewish folk. Different brands. Ain't none of them brands the brands you know. But the cream? Just like Carnation. Sardin? Just like New Brunswick. I used to sell the sardine. I used to use the sardine in my restaurant, right? So, if we are going to shift the experience of a typical consumer in the Bahamas, we got to get real mad with the shift. If we keep tinkering around the edges like what we're doing, looking to the government in this kind of price control way, or this kind of VAT in or up or down way to fix it, nah, it's not going to do it. Be joking. Consumer power and competition are the way to revolutionize the experience of consumers in the Bahamas. Let me say it again. Consumer power and competition are the way to revolutionize us. Y'all want me to say it again? Your ability to say to the stores, I'm not buying it. I'm not. I won't do it. Tell the government, get out your business. Stay out your business. You all compete for my business. But I'm not buying that stuff. The quality ain't good. The price ain't good. Not buying it. I will eat these narrow set of food items for the next 20, 10 months rather than pay for that stuff. Won't do it. That's all right. I'll wait till I have to fly or travel elsewhere. But I won't do it. And if 10,000, 5,000 Bahamians are doing that, boy, y'all have no idea how much power you have. And then, oh, by the way, y'all didn't know homeboy there, working with the Canadian man, working with the American man, working with the European man, bring this new store in, and boy, them items, they may not be brands I didn't know, but boy, I tasted them, and ain't a thing wrong with that. I shop in there because the price is better. Oh, now you're talking. Now you're talking. That's what it takes. This text says, I am a retiree, but I don't like the government trying to control profit margins to that extent. Let the competition begin and the consumer will benefit. You got it right. boy, say thank you. You are so right. All right. This isn't even a Chivago idea. This is the reality of the world in which we live. You know, let me give you all an example of something. Right now, if the government said, okay, from now on, There could only be one grocery store in the Bahamas, in Nassau. One. All of y'all be in an uproar. True or not true? Why? Why would you be in an uproar? Or a monopoly? One gas station? A monopoly? You wouldn't like that, right? One telecommunications company, a monopoly, one radio station, a monopoly. You would not want that. You would not want you wouldn't want a monopoly. Well, why don't you want a monopoly? Because a monopoly is in control and the prices tend to be higher and the quality tend to be lower because they don't have to care. They don't have to care. Well, let me ask you a question. If that is true, what do you think is true about more competition? Doesn't it stand to reason that more competition could lead to better prices and more competition for quality? Yeah, could. I didn't say all this, but could. So why do we fight? We fight to keep less competition from the people who are in control of the market. Why do we do that? Why do we fight? We, Bahamians, fight for others to perpetually be getting wealthy and their families wealthy, generation after generation. We fight for their protection and we fight to keep ourselves from being able to enter a market in the way that we desire so that we can profit in that market. Why do we do that? How does that make sense for us? How does that make sense for consumers? How does that make sense for a Bahamian aspirant in that market? Yet we fight for them. They fund our political efforts to fight for them. They fight to get us to go on the streets and march for them. Because we think that their interests and ours are tied. Absolute nonsense. They're not tied. They're not. They are seeking to protect a privilege that they have had for decades. And I blame them. I don't blame them one bit. All I'm saying is, why don't we see the realities of what that means for us? So they should fight as hard as they could fight to protect their privileged positions. I don't argue against that at all. And nor do I think that they are malicious, nor do I think that they are evil, nor do I think that they are wicked to do what they're doing. They are doing what sensible people should do, which is look after your own interests. Well, when are you going to start looking after yours? That's my question. I don't begrudge any wealthy family, any wealthy person who has found a way to generate wealth. All I'm saying is, look at the situation you're in, look at the reality you got, and do what you have to do for yourself. That's all I'm saying. Say, how would antitrust laws affect prices? Well, antitrust laws promote competition. And so if you have rules that says a wholesaler can also be a retailer, then you can keep a wholesaler from undercutting the market by both competing with the people he's selling to and so forth. So that's how it's supposed to do, by promoting competition. This text says, good day. It could also be because they've guised it as a form of patriotism to keep other players out. You're right. Absolutely right. Anyway, I'm plumb out of town, ladies and gentlemen. You all have a great evening. God bless you. And listen, stay safe out there. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back tomorrow. God spares life. Take care.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.